The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
Why don't you think other companies are embracing blogging the same way?
I think other companies are, but I think technology companies first.
Yeah,
in such a broad way. You know, like General Motors, they're blogging, but I don't know how authentic that is. But if you look at the technology companies, I think Sun, blogs.sun.com, they brought them on later after we did.
It just seems I've run into, and I don't know if it's the circles that I run in or whatever, but I'm finding more Microsoft blogs by Microsoft folks than anything else.
I think that we are a company that a lot of people work as individuals. You know, there's overall projects that they're on, but I think it's people like to communicate, and this is just a great way because you get instant feedback. I mean, I can put something out on my blog about what we're doing, and boom, I either have a bunch of emails in my inbox of tell me, you know, what they think about it, or, you know, at least comments. So I think that it's just a great technology way to connect with customers.
You know, one thing it could be is that, I mean, I get the sense from the people that I know at Microsoft that a lot of the people at Microsoft are working there on the projects they're working on because they really, truly love what they're doing.
Yeah.
And there are people that I know at a variety of other tech companies that are there because it's a paycheck.
Yeah.
And it happens to be what they can make the most money at developing software rather than being something that where they can do what they want to do.
We make it very easy for employees. Like you go to a web, if you don't want to host it on your own domain or whatever, you click on one link and you can have a blog set up at blogs.msdn.com if you're an employee. It's very simple.
Very cool.
And there's not, I think also there's not a bunch of rules about it. It's not like if you're going to blog as an employee, here's the list. I think, you know, everyone knows, hey, there's an employee handbook and
don't be stupid.
And if some people do make a mistake with blogging, what's the worst that can happen?
They get fired.
That's
the worst that can happen. People have been fired. Case in point, you know, someone goes to Google, they write something up, bam, they're fired. Now they work at Plaxo.
Yeah, I think that was some, I won't comment on that. But
Was there insider trading? Was there insider trading going on?
No, I don't think so. I think he talked about that. You have to go read his blog. I think
we've exchanged emails at some point in the past.
I don't know for sure. He went to a company meeting. They called out, they discussed some financials, and he discussed that before they...
Yeah, and it really impacted the stock. I mean,
really hurt.
Wow.
I don't even think, they weren't even public at the time yet.
Yeah, they were in their quiet period, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Apparently too quiet. They're not quiet enough for the blogger.
The thing is, you never know when somebody has said that they've gotten fired for blogging. See, you don't ever know the back
right,
story.
That would concern me the most about going to a larger organization and then talking.
Yeah, do a search for fired for blogging.
Yeah.
How many
people would come?
How many people
deuced.
Actually come?
I think. I wonder how many. Deuced is the
Deuce, Jeremy Wright, the guy from Google, and
the guy from Google. No, he's got a name.
Did
name.
Jeremy really get fired for blogging?
I really don't know. I've only met Jeremy in person.
He says that he did.
Yeah. He says that he did. Although I think
must be true.
He had a lot of activity on Channel 9 leading up to the fact that I think he lost his job. So. Makes you kind of wonder there's a correlation. So Channel 9 sucks people's jobs away from
no,
them.
No, it
that,
does not.
No, that's Xbox Live.
Come on. You know, Jeff, it's my trademark. I'm supposed to like make my guests cry at least one point
no,
during
I'm not
the interview.
Cry. Channel 9 is a great thing because while you're writing code, you don't have to necessarily watch the video. You can also listen to it. So wouldn't your boss rather have you listening about technologies that impact your job than, I don't know, iFilms.com? Or...
Oh, it depends. Unless, yeah, I guess. Maybe. Yeah. I look at those sites all too frequently. It's like I'm working, and the second I go to a site that's like not relevant, Ponzi turns around invariably and says, "What the hell are you looking at?"
So I gotta ask you. Last weekend my wife and I or whatever weekend we came back from Scoble's book party.
Yeah.
And I saw you on the top
20.
Oh, the
TV. Oh, I know what you're gonna ask.
Is it real?
Yeah, everyone has that question. Everyone asks that question and I do know the answer. But I will go to my grave with the answer and just say that I don't know. I do know the answer.
Because I felt for the guy, but...
Everyone felt for the guy. Well, let me tell you what was going through my head at the time.
But you were, like, looking all...
Flustered. Because here's what was going on. I'd been going for, like, 12 hours at that point. I mean, it was an 18-hour day, but I went 12 hours into it. And I was just having almost, like, close to having a nervous breakdown. I had that in the 15th hour, though. And then I had another one No, I only had one nervous breakdown in the whole entire ETR, the laughing fit, which hasn't really made the rounds on blooper shows, just once. So I was kind of, you know, at live show, the guy gets up there, and he's all shaking. Legitimately, the guy is, he is, like, shaky. Like, in real life, he's not, he wasn't pretending. And the way, so he's, it goes, click, shatters, and what goes through my mind, he goes, shh, and drops the S-bomb. The first thing that goes through my mind is, oh my God, he just cussed on live television. You can't do that. You can't cuss on live television. And so I'm not even worried about the thing that shattered. I'm thinking, what are they going to do? How are they going to bleep it out? Are they going to have time? I'm like, well, that does happen. Well, the funny thing is that Patrice O'Neill on that Web 20, he called me an asshole.
Really?
Yes! I'm like watching. I'm like, oh, this is great. I was like, oh, it's the blooper that Jeff saw. And I said, well, that does happen. They stop. They cut away Patrice and said, no, it doesn't, you asshole. I started laughing. I was laughing out loud. No one's in the house. I'm going, I just got called an asshole on national television.
You need that soundbite for your, welcome to the Chris Perrella Show. That asshole.
No, it doesn't, you asshole. It was funny. Anyway, so I've been officially cussed out. And then he explains, like, these things don't happen. People don't put the Mona Lisa in a, let's have the Mona Lisa in the barn burned down, blah, 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 blah.
So did they bring a dustpan on afterwards?
I think that, yeah, I think they swept it up at some point. But that was the thing that, the first thing that went through my head was, you can't do that. You can't cuss on live television. You can't do that. And I you know, normally I cuss like a sailor. I mean, I'm really bad. So I was really, that's what threw me off. So, I'm just gonna have to say I don't know. Then and take that with me. But this is how I know the question that someone's gonna ask before they ask it. Because first of all, it's the only question that anybody ever asks me. First of all, second of all, it usually starts out like this. Excuse me, Chris. I know you don't know me, but I just have a question. And that's always how it starts. I'm like, yes, I don't know. But that's my own personal urban legend that I'm going to take to the grave with me. Looks like Deuced. Is in Google 95,100 Deuced.
D-O-O-C. That tells me nothing. Well, no, but do a Technorati search instead. Let's scope it to the blogs, because the blogs are going to talk more about people blogging getting fired for.
Yeah, but Google picks up a pretty good amount. I wouldn't count on Technorati to necessarily give you everything. I really don't. It's probably going to be a smaller number. I can guarantee it.
Why the term Deuced? I've never heard that
before. See, it's only 2,312, and
see,
I don't think that's right.
Fired for blogging,
but that's people
more
talking about it. That's people talking about other people that have blogged.
But that's usually the term that gets applied to
fired for blogging. In quotes is there's 1,800 posts on Technorati.
Okay, let's go versus. Could you know, like a fired versus blogging versus, I don't know, what does Scoble use? Basket weaving or something?
Basket weaving. you mean scrapbooking?
Yeah, scrapbooking or something. You know, so there's more people that are scrapbooking about.
Well, let's see here. If I crossed fired for blogging and scrapbooking, if I spell it right. Wow, there are actually 110 posts. Joito. Canuck Librarian. Dude, I'm telling you, like, blogs own Google. Seriously, they just own Google. Ponzi is now the second Ponzi in Google.
I thought it was the hotel sites, the 1-800 hotels own. You know, because you try and search for a hotel,
you can't find it. Just forget it.
Not to plug my employer, but that actually is what I do like about MSN search, is that searching for hotels is just so much better.
So search.msn.com. So if I did search for
W Hotel Seattle.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can actually get the hotel.
Get it.
You can never find it. You go to Google and I get like my wife. I said, "Hey, we want to stay somewhere," and she goes, "Oh, I did it through 1-800 hotels." I'm like, "Why?
Oh my God!
God,
that is so funny."
So
that's cool. That's very cool. I mean, there's some things that MSN does better, in my opinion, than Google, and there's some things that Google does better. Yahoo is still kind of in between. Yahoo, and what the hell is up with it? They're going to own Web 2.0. This whole thing that I don't believe in, they're going to own it.
You don't believe in Web 2.0?
No, I don't. I don't believe that you can talk about something that you're actually in the middle of. I don't want to put a term on it. I don't want to say this is what it is, because it limits. As soon as you start talking Web 2.0, then people get a certain idea about what it is, and it just doesn't jive with me.
To me, it just comes down to experience.
Yeah.
Let's build great applications, whether it's in
Jeff,
a browser
here's my point. My point exactly. This is it. Anything new that comes out, everyone wants to slap Web 2.0 on, or it's not cool. Well, I'm a member of the board of advisors for this plugin for Internet Explorer Firefox. Let's just launch Firefox here, just because it's way easier to manage plugins in it. And this is a plugin called Site Advisor, siteadvisor.com. And as soon as Firefox launches, because it always takes forever to launch, I don't understand why people say it's faster than Internet Explorer, because it's not. Is Firefox launching? I thought it was. Maybe. Okay, there it is.
Ooh.
Yeah, it took all of, 84 seconds. So let's go over to Site Advisor. There we go. Open it up.
Hey, somebody claims as of yesterday that they got fired for blogging.
Access denied.
Weird.
Go to the cached page.
Is there a cached page on Ice Rocket? Do they actually cache it? I don't think they do.
Diary of a Redheaded...
What's that?
Diary of a Redheaded...
Interesting. I don't think it's... Hang on. I got to find the exact link, which is on my desktop computer. Well, you got to sign up for the preview version.
Pretty compelling.
No, it is compelling. I'll show you. If I do a search for something, and then I'm able to look at what the site does, is it basically installs like a little button in your toolbar in either Internet Explorer or in Firefox. And what they've done is they've gone out and spidered the web and done some automatic things that would tend to annoy you, like spam or spyware. Or if it's a true site, if there are other annoyances that come with the site, and then they index it. So, like for LockerGnome, they've got us indexed. So if I search for LockerGnome on MSN or Google, it would show up with a green check mark next to it saying, okay, it's okay. And if you click on the check mark, you get this page, and it says it's been around since 1996, so you know it's
not a new
site.
So my wife will not do the hotel.
Right,
there you go.
So you know it's like, and then like if you sign up for email, these are the emails you would get, like legitimate. These are the files that it links to. And then it shows you like a link analysis. So it shows you some general websites that it links to.
Oh, that's cool.
Including another site of ours, File of the Day. Well, File of the Day comes up with this yellow exclamation mark right now. And I mean, it's a legitimate site. You know, we've been using it for years. But the reason why is because one of the downloads that we're linking to apparently has been labeled as spyware. So you can dig down even deeper and learn about what it is. You can find out how does it modify the system. Modifications to the hard drive, to the registry. I mean, during installation, Account Buddy contacted the following servers. I mean, all this insane information, drill down information.
That's cool.
Just so amazing. It's this plugin that's just in preview mode, but this has been needed for so long.
What does it say about Scoble's blog?
Which one?
Scobalizer, the new one.
The Scobalizer.com or yeah. WordPress?
The new, the WordPress, Scobalizer.
Scoble.wordpress.
Scobalizer.
Is it Scobalizer?
Yeah. I just go to his old one, and then he's got a link to it.
Yeah, they need to do a redirect on that. See if they have it. No, they don't have it yet. Let's see if they have... Did I spell it right?
I don't think you... Go to... Yeah.
Hey, Chris. The Secret Life of Shoes looks just like us.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. No, it doesn't have it, Jeff.
What about my blog?
Let's see if I can... Hang on. Let's see if I can... Scoble. I'm just going to type it in to see if it's... Okay, let's... No, didn't have it. Let's go with www. Well, is it, I think it's just
jeffsandquist.com.
Yeah, I didn't know if it had. I don't think you need. Yeah, it's got you. And it says where it was established. If you had an email newsletter, which you don't. If you linked any downloads, which you don't.
So I used to be on radio, and then I moved over.
Oh,
to
yeah. So that's why. So popularity. I don't know what the hell that means. But then it shows you some general sites. So apparently, somehow, you're linking to net4free.org. which is nefarious for some reason, but it doesn't say why.
Huh.
It just says, after entering our email address on the site.
You know what? Referral spam.
Trackback spam, probably.
Trackback spam.
Oh, yeah. That'll kill it.
Yeah.
That'll totally kill it. So it does have...
I've removed all my referrals now. And
yeah.
Just put a... Do you know what is cool? This... I'll go to my blog. It's a little hidden. The best link service out there to finding out who's linking to your blog. It's not... I like Technorati, but what I have found to have the best data is...
Here, it's in another tab.
Yep.
I'm a weirdo.
Okay.
Blog lines
and their link service. Did you know that they had one?
A what now?
Just give me a sec.
Sure.
Bloglines has a citation service, which is...
Just wait till I show you something.
So look how nice... These are all the different people that are linking to me.
Yeah.
The data's good, but they don't even promote it on their site. It's bloglines.com/citation.
So, Jeff, this is what I'm working on. And I know there's probably about two people that are listening to the stream right now. So, like Gotta Be, we built Gotta Be. So we've got this great little thing that does wonderful things. Well, I've registered a website called Trackbacks At. So it's, if you look at it here, trackbacks.at. And what Trackbacks At is, it's built on the stuff that we do Gotta Be with. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do here, so I'm going to go into the test. We're still putting it together. It's like still kind of putting it together. So this is the way you get in right now. So TrackBack's at, basically.
Okay.
This simple link.
Yep.
What's going to happen is when you put that link on your blog, on any page on your blog, when someone clicks that link, it automatically takes that refer for that link, just as it is, and then populates this list. You know how we do Gotta Be results, inline?
Yep.
We're going to do the same thing.
That's cool.
We're going to list Google Blogs, Technorati, MSN, all the things, and then the ones that don't have an API, like that don't have RSS or whatever, like, you know, blog lines, will be able to put a link in the list so that people are just one click away from that service.
That's going to be good.
So it will automatically take this URL, write a unique URL
so
to that
page.
So I'm
going to be able to put on my blog blogs that link to this, and I'll pull all the services together. Thank you.
Basically.
That's great.
It's just this simple link away.
That's
great. And then we'll also have, for people that if you have it in a general page, we'll also have like a TrackBack's at site equals URL equals the web page, so you can put it in an RSS feed. You can put it in a – so this is the thing that we're now going to be – getting ready to do, but I'll send you more information about this as soon as we were like about this close to like letting people like look at it. I told Mike Arrington, and he like his jaw dropped.
He's like,
oh my god! Well, it's so deceptively simple. He was trying to say, well, we can build a plugin. I'm like, you don't understand. It's just this
don't
link.
Make a plugin. Just
this URL is all you need to link to. That's it.
And
that's
every
the
blogging
genius.
Engine can just add it to their template.
Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo. It's just click. Oh wow! There's all the information according to all the search engines out there. Produced on one page. And then we'll be able to do things like sort against page rank. We'll be able to, you know, remove duplicates. We'll be able to manipulate that data and really give you stats that you're not able to discover off of regular TrackBacks.
That's correct.
So keep your eye. Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Coming to the same problem.
Because I go to Technorati and I
yeah,
and
you
I,
go to and they, everything.
And, they, and I look at it all the day because I'm so surprised when somebody links to
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's interesting, though. Like, even when I'm doing, like, because I never search any other search engine except for Google, I admit it.
Yep.
You know, I just don't. I don't do Technorati. I subscribe to the feeds, but that's it. So,
but Google sucks for linking behavior.
It does suck for linking behavior, but at the same time, if I'm searching for something, sometimes I'll run across someone that's linked back to me. It, like when I put a search through Gotta Be now, I discover links that I had no idea existed. And some people say, I didn't know so-and-so took a photo of me and put it on Flickr. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because the data gets lost in the infobomb.
It's so important to me for my job, because if you look at Channel 9, I argue that the most interesting conversations about Channel 9 never happen on our site. They happen on people's blogs.
Yeah.
So when we do a new video, I look at the comments there, but the more interesting ones are the people that are referring to
that
video.
Link back to
link
it.
Back
yeah,
to
totally.
It. So I have
discovering
like my favorites.
That, yeah,
I've
yeah.
got favelites. I have blog lines this, Technorati this,
yep,
and I just
yep.
go to the page and I click on the favelet
and
boom,
it
loads it up.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll use this.
That's it. That's exactly what the service is there for
yep.
like people. So we want to be able to, I mean, we'll be able to do more when we start doing user accounts, but just the basic level of it is just getting that link information to people. That they just had no idea, like, this stuff was out there.
There is, your challenge is going to be there is the data quality. Because,
well,
I'm only as good as
the engine. So I'm just, all I am is a gateway to get that.
I'll tell you why I like blog lines for the citation search over Technorati, is that blog lines, I think, indexes based on the RSS data.
Yeah.
And Technorati does a crawl. And the thing with Technorati is it shows me when anybody adds me to their blog roll. And to be honest, I could care less when, well, don't get me wrong, I like it when people add me to their blog roll. But I'm more interested when one of their posts
yeah.
link to me. And Technorati, the first page, because I'm not Scoble, is like, I'll go through the first 12, and it's like my wife and
yeah, yeah.
you know different people that put me on their blog roll.
Yeah.
So blog lines is what I use mostly for that.
But see, I wish blog lines, the one thing that frustrates me about them, and Mark's never really answered this question, but they don't syndicate in RSS. So
no.
I can't get – I don't want to – You know, one more thing I have to click on is, yep. is difficult if I'm not clicking on something else before.
Because I don't think their high order bit for them is being a blog search engine right now.
It's not.
It's being a great, you know, good reader.
But geez, imagine if they did. Imagine if any one of them did.
They have the best data out there. They're above Ice Rocket, and they're above Technorati for linking behavior for sure. Technorati's came a long ways though.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
They've done a lot to kind of clean.
It's a lot more reliable and just the things.
Well,
that
that's what you get. I mean. Getting something with funding put behind it, yeah. You get some good stuff going.
Yeah.
So,
but if you go to bloglines.com, you're going to go what? It has a search feature.
Yeah,
it has it's bloglines.com/citations.
And the funny thing, I discovered that the day I launched Gotta Be,
I was looking
for citations, and I was like, wow, this is like, you're totally right, Jeff. And
yeah.
This is like, how can I get this data out? How this is great data? How can I get
Scoble
it?
Scoble was driving me nuts because he'd come by and he'd say, Technorati, and he'd be blogging on his blog, and I come by his office, and I go, Scoble, you got to give us the blog line citation some love.
Yeah,
and then that's when he started doing that. He was like,
well, I remember. I remember.
So that was because of me.
That's so funny.
So I can't keep up with blogging, so I have like a team to run. So Scoble blog does enough blogging for everybody.
That's so funny. Well, Scoble seems to do enough for the company.
Yeah. It's interesting. Every single person that works for me on my team has a blog.
Really?
And it's not mandated.
I would say, is that by choice or by force?
No. Actually, Duncan McKenzie just joined my team, and he's a dev. He used to be a developer in the MSDN, and he's a pretty active blog. He did coding. He did a bunch of coding for fun stuff and the coffee tier code, and he's read an Xbox 360 book for dummies that he just wrote.
Oh, wow.
That's coming out. Anyway, he works for me, and he actually told me after the fact that was one of the reasons why I joined my team, was that he started searching for the people's names and noticed that they all had active blogs.
Hmm.
And said, you know, if the whole team's blogging, that says something about the culture.
In the team.
So,
and it wasn't like a forced type of blogging.
Oh, gosh, no. You can't force somebody to blog.
Now, how big is the team? The 10, 20?
I have 10 people that work for me on my team, and we're growing a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what you'd said. You're hiring and, you know, constantly doing new things. Working on, you know, you're going to do the Bill Gates channel next. He's going to be
funny.
He's going to have channel one. He gets to take over channel.
Channel
one.
Zero, isn't he a zero based array guy?
Is he?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. You know him more than I do. I'm like, you know, I'm way out. I'm like in a fringe loop. I've only met him. Well, I didn't really meet him. He kind of walked by me at once, and we kind of exchanged
at
this.
At the Fred Meyer down the...
No, it was at GameWorks, oddly enough. I was
really?
Here. The first time I was in Seattle, I was here for a Mobius event, and he walked right by me, and he said... He was on his way out with, I guess, Melinda is who he was with, and I did this. And he did. Kind of nodding, like, back and forth. So I don't know if he knew who I was from TechTV or had no idea whatsoever.
I've been in a few meetings, not a ton with him in the past, but one of the more memorable ones, before I was getting married... I was at Nordstrom's getting a suit, and he, walked. He was in Nordstrom's. This was years ago.
Oh, okay.
This was about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was in Nordstrom's.
Really?
And it was just sort of my dad was with me because he was helping me pick out a suit, and he said, "That's Bill Gates." And I go, "Wow."
You're right.
So.
Yeah, hey, he's got to put his pants on, you know, one expensive leg at a time.
Yeah. See, now, I'm looking at the blog line citations here for my site. And, like, in the top 10 list...
It's not perfect.
No, in the top... Like, the top... Okay, the top 20. Like, the majority of things are feeds.feedburner.com for my feed.
Yeah, your data is going to be in there as well, too. But you look at the other data. Go do a Technorati search for your domain. And what you're going to find is the people that you're going to have...
No, what I'm going to find is that the list is a lot better.
No, you're
actually,
not. I don't think so. You're going to find... You find mostly posts...
You see what I have here, Jeff?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of...
Did you see the video on Engadget? It was mine.
Very, very interesting.
Except for as soon as you refresh the screen, then it doesn't... The video driver's not, like, absolutely perfect, but it does work. And it does get online. See here, I should be connected, so...
What's the perf like?
Great. It's an Intel chip.
Wow.
So I can do everything I can normally do on a Mac. You saw how fast that launched.
Yeah.
Wait, which?
It's... Here, play.
No.
No, I don't want to play. I'll get fired.
Like,
no, I don't want
to. Like, you know, it's like a girlfriend. You're not supposed to have.
You know, I know. It's like, Yeah, I couldn't. This particular laptop has made the rounds in various sites who, like, you know, some people have actually taken pictures of it and not necessarily attributed it to me, which is fine. I hold favors. Yes, Jake?
I'm pulling up the Technorati results, and these are actually people linking to stuff.
Go to Jeff. Put Jeff Sandquist. Maybe I'm the one who's just getting screwed by Technorati.
It could be.
Isn't that a domain? I'm getting screwed by Technorati.
S-A-N-D.
Yeah, Quist.
You know what you should have? You should have a graphic designer do up, like, you know, the Sunkist can. Only you should have it write Sandquist.
Okay, you're so, right. You got a lot of blog rolls.
It's all blog rolls. Wow. Those are all blog rules.
Jeff.
Okay, well, I can see why you think the results suck. Then
I've got it. Your page can be designed like it could be. Ooh, crap! It could be. It's launching again. It could be designed like orange, and then you have like a graphic designer that you know, like design a soda can that said instead of said Sunkist, it says Sandquist, like that.
Or I could have an orange with Sunkist. Don't they make oranges?
Yeah, I think they do. But yeah, like an orange, like it says Sandquist.
I need to
Could you not do that? Find a graphic. Come on, there's got to be a graphic designer that can do that for you.
Well, I got one on my team, Adam Kinney, but
you know, wouldn't that be just the Sandquist? That would just be so funny.
What's your gamer score?
Oh God, I haven't played my Xbox 360 in a month.
905.
Oh, you're over me then.
You don't. You know what the secret is? You just have like a lot of games.
Sports.
No. Yeah. Well, the sports games. Play Madden.
Yeah. Here, Madden. I've got to get into Madden.
I found a new one that's good for achievements.
What's that?
Gun.
Really?
It's actually fun.
I just started playing Gun over the weekend.
I'm having a lot of
fun.
Look
at your gamer score. Look at you.
What?
I'm at 1,025. You're still beating me.
I think you're.
I'm not.
Are you on my list?
I'm not beating you. I'm not over 1,000 yet.
I've played you though.
No, I'm not over 1,000.
I've played you in something.
I've played you, Jeff, but I don't know if. Well, maybe you played Jake.
It's possible. I don't go online very often though.
Yeah. I don't.
You know what?
I don't play that often.
You know what my disappointment with Xbox 360 is? Amped 3 is not online.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I have Amped 3, but here's the sad thing. I have Amped.
Yeah. Oh, so it's only you can only get achievements through
local.
You know, okay.
No. What I mean is you can't play live.
You can't play against each.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you can't actually play against somebody locally except for very few limited events, though.
No, but it would be great. I mean, I'd rather snowboard against Chris.
Yeah, but I'd suck.
And race. It'd be like dual screen down the hill the first time.
Yeah, but I did beat you at PGR 3, didn't I?
You beat Scoble.
Oh, I beat Scoble. Was he playing?
You know what? Scoble wasn't even playing. He sat there and Patrick was giving him what for. Dad, why don't you like playing games?
I just wish I had more time. I haven't been able to touch it for like a month.
I get to play for like about 15 minutes. And
it's more than me then.
But no, it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, let me play something. And I'm like, oh, I'm too tired.
Yeah, totally. If only I had nothing else to do.
Lately, it's been me. I've been, you know, I started doing mail about 7:30 in the morning. And I'm still like about 9, 10 at night. There's so much going on.
That's the problem. I mean, I was out. I mean, even though Ponzi wasn't here for a couple months, I just did not get into the Xbox. And that would have been the prime time to get into it.
Christmas break.
Yeah.
2 weeks. I was like, that's when I had just got my Xbox the week before. Exactly. And I was like, ah!
Yeah, totally into it.
I almost totaled my truck because of Xbox.
Why? Because you were playing games and then you got into the car?
Uh-huh. I was playing Need for Speed Most Wanted. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, ramming into cars, cops, and like, and blaring through intersections.
That's happened.
And then all of a sudden there's like a red light up ahead stopping and there's a car parked here. And I'm like, why are they stopped? They can just go through. They can totally make it.
You know, I wonder if there are any cases out there that could be blamed on.
I think there has to be.
Because there have been times where I've like played a game for like 6 hours straight, like a car racing game, and then got up and then went to drive somewhere and it would just be, I'm going too slow. I've got to speed up. Yep. Boom. You know, I'm just afraid. Yep. It's a big concern of mine. I do wonder if that has been documented anywhere. That would be something that would make, you know, the front page of Slashdot at some point.
We should just write it up and make it
yeah,
like
just make
official,
it, yeah, it's like
officialgameresearch.com.
Yeah. Jake, are you still looking at your Technorati?
No,
I'm looking at Xbox Live now.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm looking at the thing about Gun is it awards you lots of little achievements. So you get like 5 points here and there for doing silly stuff, and like, but the weird thing is, the thing that has got me baffled is, I've only played it today while I was like waiting for some stuff to happen with my house, because I had a flood in my basement and like all this dirt came in my basement, and so now I'm like killing time waiting for people to call me back. But it says that I played it on 2-2 and 2-3.
What time zone is it in?
That's what I'm curious about because
I don't know.
I'm positive my profile for, like...
Do you have a cat?
Yeah, but I don't... my cat would never log into my passport. Okay. But
you don't know, Jake. They could be watching.
But it's still not 2-3. We're still on 2-2, right?
Well, it depends on the time zone.
There's some technology that we haven't announced yet with our 360. It's the whole time transporter.
Of the future.
I think
it's
going to come out when the PS3 is...
Yeah, it's
really?
Although I hear, though, that there are going to be incremental fixes to the Xbox 360 at some point in the near future.
I love that Sony has now announced that they're going to have a better online gaming solution than Xbox Live.
How?
And yet they still haven't delivered a console.
Of course, announcing it, we've found as a company, you know, means that you will... have a better product.
Sony has notoriously overpromised on every console they've ever released.
I think they're in trouble. I really do think they're in trouble. Despite having Japan wrapped up, I think they're in big trouble.
I don't know. All I know is my Xbox 360 when I plugged in was like one of the most proudest moments that I worked for for our company. It's like it worked, and you know, and I'm the one that convinces, you know. You know, I've probably sold about 20 Zen Micros with Napster accounts over iPods.
Yeah.
You know, I can usually promote what we've got, but that was it's just something. It's a great experience end to end.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's an awesome experience. I mean, it's not without a few quirks. I mean, like, I'd love to be able to download two things simultaneously.
Background downloading would be very nice. Yeah. Especially, have you played the full auto? Have you played the full auto demo yet?
No.
Oh.
Full Auto?
Full Auto is a game that Sega is coming out with, and there's a demo on Marketplace that you can download. And it has to be the best car game I've ever had because you got cars and guns.
Oh,
on
my
the hood
God.
Of your car, you got machine guns. But
so it's like Car Wars.
But it has the thing even better, a rewind button. So you're driving along, and
right.
you flip and roll your car, and you hit the bumper button. Back, and you can unwreck yourself.
No way, yeah. dude!
So you're like, you go around a corner, you smash into the building, you go, oh, I'm an idiot, I took that too, you know, I didn't take it tight enough.
Yeah.
So you hit rewind, and then you can pick up. And how do you get more rewind? You blow things up. Every single thing in the game can be destroyed.
Oh my
That's
god.
Awesome.
And it's a 680 megabyte download on Marketplace.
Oh my god.
That's
but
awesome.
We, but it's
we
worth
need,
it,
we need to go. We need to go queue it up. It is.
Oh my god. Yeah, I
am waiting for the store for that thing. I'll be there, like, I'm already...
See, I don't know.
I'm going to find out the launch date, and that's like a vacation.
Burnout, when I started playing that on the PSP, I really liked the Burnout.
This blows away.
Really?
Any day.
I'll download it. I'll give it a shot.
Let's go look. Go search for Full Auto and look for a video of it.
I say, I think Wyatt's watching the TV right now,
yeah,
Jake.
We'll have to kick Wyatt off.
Well, you can kick him off for a second and then download it and
yeah,
then kick
yeah,
him back
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really kick him off.
Type Full Auto.
Full Auto.
Full Auto.
That's kind of a lame name for a game like that.
Full frontal nudity. No, sorry.
Not quite.
Download the high definition video or go high. One of the
oh, it's just a trailer. It's
no,
not
no,
the
no,
demo.
No. They got the whole demo.
Oh, the
on
demo.
There.
Okay. Yeah.
On here they don't have the demo.
Right. Obviously.
See, it's a computer, Chris.
Right.
It doesn't run
yeah, it doesn't yet. Have. Well, I have an Xbox 360 controller that'll plug into the computer now. Yeah. So.
Oh.
I've advanced to that level.
There we go.
Oh wait, I probably just want to stream that, huh?
Probably. I don't.
God, that I hate the bar in
oh,
Internet
won't
Explorer.
Let me.
Yeah, just download it.
It won't let me.
Looks like
oh, it's an ASX or something?
I don't know.
Okay, that was totally
Vidful.
Retarded.
There we go. Media Player Classic.
You may need to actually pop it into WM Player.
Yeah, file open. You got your associations weird.
This is Chris.
Well, because the way we queue things up and all that crap.
Okay, I'm going to mute this just because...
It may be loud.
I have no idea what it's going to do. So.
Oh, is it actually queuing, though? Is it actually loading?
It's connecting.
It's connecting. It's probably going to do... It's probably an ASX file.
Oh, you know yeah, what? Maybe we shouldn't do this while we're streaming.
Is it going to be an issue? Downloading
we'll just,
while we're trying to upload?
We'll just kill it.
You know, speaking of, I got Comcast, and I'm paying a premium price for 8 megabits and 8 down, 1 up. And it seems like other people here have 8 down and maybe 768 up, and they're paying substantially less. I think I'm
Did you
screwed.
Get the business service or did
yeah.
you get the residential fast?
That's no, business.
See, that's why you don't get the business.
I should just
business
it.
Is always pay more.
Yeah. Thank you, though, you're subsidizing my cheap broadband.
No problem. No problem whatsoever. So I'm thinking about cutting it back and just going to home. My only issue is the overlap. I have to make sure one gets installed before they install the other one. That I don't want to be without broadband
it's
for 3 or 4
like
weeks.
It's just not like a switch. Oops, you're not one.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's. I wish. Although Vonage really upset me by doing something similar to that. They wanted to charge me like $40 to disconnect a virtual line.
You know, I have a normal line, and my wife was somebody from Comcast phoned her and said, "Hey, why don't you change our phone service?" And she didn't realize it was a broadband line, or it was internet phone. Oh, it's going to be a great deal. And I go, "Isn't it internet phone?" Because I said, if we're going to go internet phone, let's go Vonage or...
Yeah.
And she said, oh, no, they would have told me. I said, can you give them a call?
Yeah.
Well, yes, ma'am, it is an internet phone. I go, we don't want it. It took her forever to get them to turn off so that they didn't switch us over.
See, tell you, it's just that I don't want to screw with something that's working.
Yeah.
It's my biggest fear.
I'm a little nervous about going to Vonage.
You know, here I haven't had too many if I'm like BitTorrenting something and I'm doing a lot of uploading and downloading at the same time, I have problems with audio quality.
See, where I live on the plateau here in
like in the boonies.
No, it's just it's on a high plateau and it gets really windy.
Oh.
And we get power outages.
Yeah.
So that would mean my phone service would be out.
Well, no. With the Comcast line, they give you a modem with 8 hours backup battery.
Okay, so last year, we lost power for 3 days.
That sucks.
It sucked.
How the hell? You lost everything then? Like,
yeah,
all
we
your
went
food?
To Starbucks. Well, we would go to Starbucks to do... The Starbucks down the street was where we did internet.
Did you know about this when you moved into your place? Like,
it doesn't happen all the time every year, but it has happened. Those days sucked. We didn't even have heat. We had a gas fireplace for heat. Yeah, that sucked.
Wow. I mean, the worst we've had is leaks.
We had the last power outage we had was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Power went out at like 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. So I went out on Christmas Day, and I'm like, great. Like, normally I make a nice breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went to – the Starbucks was open.
Really, so on Christmas?
It was like all the managers from – hi, the guy – I pulled into the Starbucks, and it was like – you can. My neighborhood was out, and the power was on at the Starbucks. And there's a lineup of like 30 cars.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I get there and I pull up to the sign or whatever to order, make my order in the drive-thru, and the guy goes, hello, Merry Christmas. I'm like, he's very friendly. You might find things a little bit different today. The managers from corporate are running this Starbucks. And I'm like, it was like the most over the top service when it's like so good sometimes can be really annoying.
Yeah.
I was like pissed off because we can't open the presents because it was like dark in the house. I got coffee and then I'm like, well, we don't have any food. I look, Jack in the Box is open.
Oh, wow.
So we got like Jack in the Box and Starbucks coffee. That was our
for Christmas dinner.
Christmas breakfast.
Oh, breakfast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So is that in Issaquah? Were you
at
there?
It's like Sammamish. It's okay. Like Issaquah. It's up, you drive up a big hill and you're up there. You're supposed to come over sometime.
Am I?
Yeah, oh, I think okay. So.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. Even though Ponzi gets afraid when she goes out there and watch out for, be careful with forest fires or something when you get too far out into Issaquah. It'll start warning
not
you
our
about
place.
Those
no,
things.
No, 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 no. We're not.
You're not. You only have. We only have wind.
We have no trees. We have subdivisions. Yeah, my neighborhood. Look, have you ever seen the TV show Weeds?
No, I haven't watched it.
Anyway, it looks like they do a stereotype East Side neighborhood that's named after a wine garden something.
Oh, in Weeds?
Yeah. So.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that Quiznos sub looks good. I'm getting hungry.
It's a buy one sandwich, get a second one free at Carl's Jr., Quiznos subs, and others with your diamond card.
I haven't
got
my diamond card yet.
I just signed up just now.
What the hell are you looking at?
I signed up for the diamond card, and already I'm getting marketing.
Diamond card for what?
Xbox Live. Diamond card. You got to get it.
What?
Get the diamond card.
What's the diamond card?
All the cool kids are getting it.
I'm so missing it. What's going on?
XboxLiveDiamond.com.
Okay, why do I get the diamond card?
Because it's status.
Because you have one, so you can say you have one.
What does it get me?
It's like having a low ICQ number. Does it get you?
Buy one sandwich and get a second one free at Carl Jr.'s and Quiznos.
What is it? Xbox diamond card?
Just go to Xbox.com and click on the link to it. You'll have to sign into your passport.
You'll get some little credit card thing that you... Not a credit card, but a card that you...
A plastic card.
Great. Another plastic card. Yay.
Hey, you could save 20% off in...
On BMX shoes.
Etnies skate shoes, which shows that...
I'm already paying like an arm and a... I've only got 740 gamer points. Apparently, I need to play some sports
games. Amped is the thing that really did it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so...
Because I played through the entire... Actually,
I'm looking... Where's the...
I have like all but like two achievements.
I'm not finding it. Oh, there we go. Diamond Hard. Diamond Hard.
Diamond Hard.
There we go.
Sounds like a James Bond movie.
A little. Calling Y. Okay. Whole new level of entertainment. Own card.
Just go to get the card.
Well, I did not want to read. That's not all. No. Card to partner with your favorite stores, restaurants,
pictures.
And other retailers.
Click on that like you'll get pictures.
Ooh. The best part. It's free. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, it's free. Okay. That works.
You're selling out your soul to get it, but it's free.
What do you mean selling? Oh, you mean marketing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it.
No, there's different domain. Xbox Live Diamond.
Sign up for Xbox. Okay, my gamer card.
You don't want to do that.
What? That's what I thought I was doing. Sign up for your diamond card. Here. Okay, open the background window.
There we go.
And your gamer tag, Locker Gnome. Oops, Locker Gnome. Press OK. Date of birth.
I just got one so I could say I have one because I probably will never use it for anything. Although I eat at Quiznos, so. If I can buy a sandwich and get it free, that's
so wait, why do I have to enter in all my information again?
I don't know.
If I already have this information...
Because they're selling it to marketers.
This sucks. And all I get is this lousy burger. Click here to receive insider information.
Well, you know the thing I love about the game Gun? You recharge your health by drinking.
That I know. That's great.
I actually got carded when I bought that game.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just a store policy that they card everyone. But I was like, do I really look 17 to you?
Wait, do I have to type in my... I don't have to type in my phone number, and I'm not going to. Check here. Are you receiving the downloadable latest releases, trailers, blah, 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 blah? I'm doing that.
Yeah, there you go. Next.
I unchecked. The only thing I didn't do was I unchecked the box next to...
Phone number?
No.
Holy jeez.
It's asking me everything. What the hell?
Keep going. Just skip it. Skip it. Skip it.
It's all marketing crap.
Next.
I agreed that I liked strongly morally objectionable content.
Okay,
and
is it says optional, so I'm good. Done. So I get it in the mail then?
Yeah, and then you're going to get, like, you can get cheap shoes.
Etnies? What's Etnies?
I don't know.
Ponzi would know.
15% on Cambridge Soundworks speakers?
Yeah.
All Soundworks speakers? Or maybe it's just part of it?
Yeah. So all
buy one sandwich, get one free at Carl's Jr., which I never eat at. Oh, or Quiznos. Wait, is this all the time?
Yeah.
Really? So it's just always a buy one, get one free?
I guess so.
No. How could they do that? How could they do that? I know it's Microsoft, but how could they do that? That doesn't make... Oh, rent one movie or a video game, get the second one rental free. Now, see, we actually go to Hollywood Video.
So do I.
So there you go.
But what? But how? What was? Okay, how does... Okay, wait. This doesn't make
Microsoft
any sense.
Microsoft really owns all these companies, and you just don't know it.
Well, how does this work? How does it work?
Let's get Larry Nelson, or Major Larry Nelson.
Yeah.
Larry Nelson.
That's branding.
Larry Herb.
That's branding.
Okay, so I'm apparently going to get it in the mail, and it's just going
to
be telling me.
It's going to, like, 6 to 8 weeks you'll get it in the mail. So
yeah,
you're gonna,
exactly. Like,
about
I know. Like, then it comes here.
Then it's going to come here.
I've got all these freaking cards, like, you know, buy one, get the 13th one free or whatever it is. And
do you know what somebody, what friend of mine does, though? Whenever they do these types of things, they use a different name so they know which companies have sold their names.
Their cat
has, like, a Safeway card.
Yeah, I think Wicket and Pixie have received credit cards in the past.
Ooh, Timberland is actually participating, too.
Wait, where are you getting all that information?
I'm reading.
Where? Under the
on Xbox.com.
Under the retailers,
they
maybe?
They call it the perkscard.com.
The perks card?
That's some weird.
So I'm going to have an Xbox Live card. So it's going to be attached to my gamer tag. So they're going to be tracking me, basically.
Yeah.
Across, they're going to see how many Quiznos subs I eat and what
Quiznos
movies I watch.
Quiznos is not going to have an infrastructure for swiping.
I'm telling you. They're going to be scanning the cards, dude. They did these. I'm telling you, man. This stuff is going straight to the top.
You know, but I bet you
Bill Gates is sitting there going.
I bet you get achievements when you've eaten 100 subs.
Yes, the Jared achievement.
A little picture of Jared.
Either that, I'm going to start getting emails like, "We understand that you're eating foods and high cholesterol. You might want to cut down on that and play a little more Xbox."
No, we suggest a little Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you haven't burned enough calories today. Therefore, we are recommending. What?
Yes.
No, it's almost getting to that point. I mean, I guess they track your grocery habits now. Like with the cards that they give you, they track that stuff.
I heard that somebody, there was some lawsuit where some drinking and driving case where they subpoenaed the person's Safeway records of what they bought.
See how often they drink?
Or alcohol or something like
that. Wow. Well, I guess you can buy some alcohol in the
You can buy a lot of alcohol.
Wine and beer.
Well, but you can't buy like the fun alcohol.
But do you think you could get drunk on what you can get at Safeway? Yeah.
Oh yeah, easily. Yeah. Oh I have. I don't, but I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that it's not like a habitual, like, hey.
Well, maybe we should subpoena your records and find out.
You know, it would be very boring. Actually, we get the same stuff over and over again. Yeah. But it would be interesting for me to get the access to my records, to know exactly what I bought over a period of time.
I want to query my data.
Yeah.
If you're going to collect it, let me query. Let me query.
Yeah. That's all I ask.
Give me a feed.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
Kind of like the way Capital One sends you that thing that tells you your categories of spending at the end of the year.
No, I'm serious. I mean, no, Capital One does it. American Express does it. That's why we use American Express.
Yeah.
Because it's easier. So I have no problem in giving up my information so long as I'm getting something back.
Yeah,
and at this point, I'm really not. I mean, other than the savings, which I think is a bunch of bull. Like saying, hey, you get the free Safeway card and you can save, 50% of the Safeway specials. I think that's bull.
But
they're
doing
it because
they want
to track people.
Some of those Safeway specials, like, blow you away.
No, it's great. But what I'm saying is it's bull. It's they're hooking people into their marketing and they're using these numbers against us.
Yeah, I got an extra, like, pork chop the other day or something. I don't know.
I mean, you walked into the store and like,
no, I went
in
there. You look at them with Safeway card.
Oh,
two
you
for
get
one.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yep.
What? Yep. So you know,
I think that's what we got too. Actually, we had ribs the other night.
Yeah, so, like, I had shop special at Whole Foods, so I pay four times the price for my groceries.
I went to Whole Foods this morning. I got a bagel. I've had bagels like every morning. In fact, I've eaten at Microsoft like 3 days out of this week.
What have you been doing at Microsoft? Can't say.
Yeah, can't say. Talking to some people in some buildings.
Interesting things. No, the they're still trying to hire me. I don't know. It'll happen one day. I just don't know when, where, how. So So I asked for cream cheese, and they gave me this little ketchup packet of cream cheese. And I was like, can I get another one? Like, cause I got it's a substantial bagel. It's not small. It's not like a bagel biter, or a pizza bagel, or anything. It's a big bagel. They give me a little ketchup packet of cream cheese. So I had to send Ponzi back for more. Like, Ponzi, I need more cream cheese. This is not enough.
And she said, yes, Chris, I'll go get
it. No, that's not exactly what she said. At least not with those hand gestures. So she went back. It costs like 25 cents for a packet of cream cheese. But apparently Whole Foods is just so health conscious that they just don't want you to overload on, all those, I suppose it's a saturated fat. I don't know what it was, but they just
apparently. If it was actually saturated fat, they wouldn't sell it because I think they're reasonable.
No, they don't do trans fats. They'll do saturated fat. I mean, you can't sell meat without saturated fat.
So, this is true.
And they sell meat. So.
So to stream this live, what do you need for an outbound connection?
Not that much.
We're sending 32K stream for
and then
audio.
And then some bigger service is sending it out?
Yeah. Okay. It's going out through Limelight.
Okay.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Which I'm sure you guys probably have. I think Microsoft uses Akamai, I think, but
I don't know.
We
don't do anything live with Channel 9, so.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think that's the Akamai is the primary Microsoft provider.
Yeah, you've got bandwidth somewhere, I'd imagine.
I think we got a little.
Yeah, you got the resources behind you.
Have you watched Comcast Current TV?
No, I don't have a subscription to that.
Why not?
Because it's another additional subscription that I had no idea what I'm buying.
It's only $5 more, but it is small. It's
just
all user
for Current TV.
Well, it gives you Current. It gives you a bunch of more movie channels.
They have a Google thing. I don't know.
Anyway, it's kind of cool.
I haven't gotten I hadn't seen the package, so
they do a couple cool things. It's all micro content, user generated by people and,
searching Google or something like that.
No. It's just go to current.tv.
I've been to the website.
Yeah, it'll tell you what's being played right now.
But the thing that I don't...
So wait, people choose...
The thing that I don't get about it is the stuff that I've heard from people who actually have it is that they recycle the same stuff
really?
A lot.
It's just... Huh.
I
haven't watched it that much, but
TV
it's just...
Now,
it's random. It's
click.
It's videos chained... Or videos filmed by users.
A City in Jello.
Oh, wait. So this is like public access.
Sort of, but it's a better quality than like the public access stuff.
I think I remember someone...
Like, I think Sean Penn is a reporter for it. But.
Really? Sean Penn? Wow.
But anyway, it's pretty neat.
Make a video for Current TV.
Yeah, and they do a really good job of showing people how to do it.
So, Current... Oh, yeah, there's Sean Penn right there.
Yep.
Pods.
Yeah, CS06 Robots. It's a video about robots. That's what's playing right now.
And people... And this is a pay channel. This is what I can't figure out.
Well, it's not a pay channel. I mean, it's on your... it's just like TNT or anything. You just don't have the right package. I phoned them, and they said...
Maybe I don't have the package.
No, what happened, I phoned them, and I said, hey, why don't I have this channel? It's telling me that I don't have it. And she said, oh, sir, you're on a grandfathered-in package.
Yeah.
You need
me
to pay
too,
another, like, $4 more a month. And then when they did that, they did something in my cable box, and then it just started working again.
Interesting. Comics.
It's pretty interesting.
So basically, they take user-generated content and... throw it on to
on the
TV screen.
But you know what's interesting? It's the first TV channel. It's where your internet kind of comes together because they actually show a progress bar when you're watching a video so you know when it's going to be over.
You know that,
so if
that's
it sucks,
kind of funny.
Well, it's actually good because you're watching them and go, oh, this sucks, and you look and go, oh, it'll be over in a little bit.
The cool thing about the user-generated content is that the users actually get paid for submitting content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get paid more the more times you get your submissions accepted.
Yeah, you get like up to $1,500.
Wow.
somebody could in theory make
how
a
living. How much are they making off of that?
Oh, exactly, dude.
But somebody could in theory make a living doing that if they were like an independent content.
Do you know who's
producer.
Behind this network?
Al Gore. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who invented the internet.
Well, of course.
Is
so
now inventing
TV.
Exactly.
I took the initiative to invent internet video.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So we were just screwing around with just random pixels before then.
Yeah.
And so animated GIFs is all we had, you know, to watch movies. Well, no, Jeff, consider it. We'll do it again. And
so fun.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think another guy wanted to film it for Channel 9. He got someone.
Oh, that was Mike Hall.
Mike wanted to come in. Film it. So I don't know. We didn't hear back from him, but so we'll have to do it.
Just like me, I didn't show up the other night because my wife ended up. I was supposed to come on a few weeks ago, and my wife ended up having to work late.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And our babysitter fell.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay, next time we'll bring Wyatt and I'll have Josie.
Ah, there
we'll
you go.
See how
there
far
go.
We can
no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Josie and the Pussycats. Is there?
That's her name.
Really? Is that? Was that?
No. It was actually. Quick thing was that I had an awesome grandfather named Joseph, and we thought we were having a boy.
Oh.
And we're in the hospital, and my wife goes, "Wow, so we don't have any girl names." I said, "Let's call her Josie." And she goes, "You mean Josephine, you know?" I said, "You know what? If we call her Josephine, everyone's just going to call her Josie. Screw it. Let's just call her Josie." And
so
she's
that's
a Josie. Yep.
Interesting.
And it's great because now you can get all the T-shirts.
Josie the Pussycats, of course.
There you go.
Yep.
They're in style again. Go figure. So anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. And of course, we have to thank Microsoft for helping make this show possible. Of course, Microsoft Windows Media, and Jake and I are. I think we're going to get a sneak look at the player. And I know I gave the media team some specific feedback that I believe is going to be implemented for the next version, and people will be happy. And I'll be able to look at the media player from then on forward and say, I made them do that. Like, literally, sat them, tied them to a chair
so,
and said,
so
change this.
I hate whatever they changed.
No. Fault. I only changed, like, one thing, and it's not going to hurt anything. It's going to make it better. So, anyway, thanks to Microsoft Windows Media, as always, and then Limelight Networks for allowing us to stream the show over the internet, over our 32K connection, which is about the regular upload speed that I get around here because I have Comcast for internet access.
I get, like, three times that fast. I don't know what
you're
promised.
Wow, you're impressive. That's impressive. We should do this at your house, in the basement, in the mud.
In my mud,
there
yes.
we go. We'll have
now,
a,
the mud is
mud
gone
party.
Now. The
oh,
mud
okay.
is gone.
Well, that's not as much fun then. Never mind. So anyway, thanks for tuning in, and here's Leo and Jeremy.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.